A person was trying to save a parking spot for his friend a little before noon on Sunday. A Heber woman says she tried to get him to move and he wouldn't, and so she proceeded into the parking space. According to Park City Police Captain Phil Kirk, the man claimed he had some minor pain, but he denied medical services.
She just felt like she tried to get the pedestrian to move out of the parking stall, and when he wouldn't, she just slowly pulled into it and ended up, her vehicle did have an impact, but she said she had tried to get him to move out of the way, but he wouldn't.
No charges have been filed at this point. The police department referred it to the Summit County Attorney's Office on possible reckless endangerment charges. All but one of the five vehicle burglaries involved smashing windows in the cars and taking of valuables. They don't have a lot of details yet, but Kirk says all five vehicles had valuables taken.
They discovered them primarily in the morning, the victims did. They were, again, four of the vehicles were actually, like, windows were broken out and or the cars were broken into. The other one, I believe, was unlocked. And there, valuables that were in the vehicles, assortment of valuables, we believe they're all, cases are all related because of the location and the time and the method that they got into vehicles. So encouraging people, to use more precautions on not keeping valuables stored in their vehicle, especially overnight. It's good that they were locked, but even being locked, we believe that the valuables that were in the vehicles were visible.
That's Public Information Officer Phil Kirk with the Park City Police Department. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.